and joining us now on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast. Longtime caller to the station here in the fifth quarter and things of that nature as head coach of the Polo Panthers and Coach Kyle Ross. Coach, thanks for taking the time out to chat with us this evening.
Oh, thanks for doing this program, Nathan. It's a great deal for the high school athletes.
And we're going to talk about a couple of kids that made the Dream Team from your squad this year, a pair of seniors in Brandon Latimer and Tristan Reardon. Let's do them one at a time here. Let's talk about Brandon Latimer first.
Well, Brandon's one of those, he's one of those program kids that, you know, they came in. He and Tristan both are, really. Brandon came into high school and we weren't quite sure what we were going to do with him. And he, to be honest, he wasn't a great football player, but what he had was a great attitude and was just, he's just a hard, hard worker. You know, what he's turned himself into is a really, really good class one athlete for Polo High School. And he's going to finish his career with over 150 tackles. He was a two-time All-District player. He's an All-Conference offensive lineman this year for us. He's basically a three-year starter on the offensive line. The guy's motor never stops running. In fact, he doesn't kick or punt or return anything, but he got our MVP of the special teams this year because he never left the field. He played every second of special teams and was a full-time offensive and defensive starter. You know, as a lineman, and that's hard to do. You know, and he is a here's what I'm probably the most proud of. He's a two-time academic All-State player for us. He just scored a 30 on his ACT. You know, so it's obviously it's easy to kind of tell him what you need him to do, and he's gonna do everything he can to get it done. And he's a big part. We pull our guards so much, and that's what he plays. You know, he's a big reason why we ran the ball for almost 5,000 yards this year. And you know, that's Brandon. Just a great coachable kid. I mean, he is just as hardworking as you could ask for.
Well, he sounds kind of like one of those, what one might deem a good old-fashioned blue-collar type player.
Oh, he definitely is that. I mean, he's a quiet kid. Yes, sir, no, sir. I mean, he's one of those, he sneaks up and gets you. He'll sneak up and pancake block somebody, you know, or he'll have a sack out of nowhere. Or he just, things that you didn't used to expect, you kind of started to expect him as a senior. He really kind of did some things that were really good and helped us be successful. So, you know, and these two guys, both of them, neither one missed the weight room in the summer. They're there every day working out. They do everything they can to get better and you know, there's a reason why we've been in the playoffs the past 4 years. This group of seniors has averaged 8 wins a year. They won the first conference title in the Grand River Conference for us, and they're the first team that's ever got 10 wins in the school's history. So, you know, they're doing it the right way all year and in the classroom and out of the classroom.
Very good. And the other member on the team this year, Tristan Reardon, talk about that young man.
Well, Tristan, he came in, I mean, he's a smaller guy. He's a defensive back. You know, he's always had to kind of, we talked about trying to play with a chip on your shoulder a little bit. You got to play bigger than you actually are. And he's worked his tail off, to do that. You know, Tristan never misses the weight room. He's there for every 7-on-7. He's doing everything he possibly can to be better, at his craft. You know, comes out early, stays late. All those things that are physically you have to do, and he's put himself in position to be a two-year starter for us. You know, and last year is unfortunate because he'd been a really good like slot cover guy. You know, because he's got quick feet, that kind of stuff. But we've had to the last 2 years, you know, make him our number one cover guy. You know, and sometimes at 5'6", you get a 6'4" receiver. And that puts him out on an island. And you know what? He's never complained. He's always gone after those kids. And he's done a good job. He earned the right to do that. He was our best defensive back as far as being out there in space and doing those things. He was an all-district pick this year at defensive back. He's tied for 5th all-time in school history for interceptions for us. You know, kind of snuck up on doing that through his career. He didn't realize that. And then, you know, 2 year starter. And he's also a kid this year. He was academic all state, which makes me extremely proud. He's a very, very hard worker in the classroom. diligent about his studies. And, you know, both these cats are three-sport athletes for polo. They do what they can to try to help the school out, like, every day. And that makes them pretty special.
Absolutely. And that's what sort of what the Dream Team's all about, is getting these athletes on there to not only excel on the football field, but, you know, are well-rounded young men as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what we want. I mean, like I said, Tristan's, you know, probably one of the most poignant things that I could say about him. I mean, he was one of our captains this year. As I said, he's not a very big kid. Generally kind of brightens up, you know, the huddle a little bit. He's kind of a comical guy. It does some stuff. But I know this. We took a loss in the middle of the season. It probably did more to help us kind of get refocused and make a push for late than anything. And after that game, everybody was kind of lost for a minute. We have certain things we do after every game, no matter if we win or lose. But after this particular game, everybody was kind of, they weren't quite sure what to do, you know, from All-State, you know, kids that are down to our freshmen that they weren't quite sure. Everybody was just, and me, I was a little bit lost for a second because I was like, man, what just happened? And Tristan's the one that kind of stepped up and said, hey, man, we always do this, so let's get a breakdown. You know, we're going to follow our routine. We're going to show up on for films. We're going to see where we got, where we screwed up, and we're going to get better from it. I mean, he was demanding, and he, like, drew everybody in and did that. And it's so nice when you have a high school kid, you know, one of your captains, they're willing to do that, and a coach doesn't have to. You know, and that I probably will never forget that, because, like I said, there were a lot of, we have some dominant players, and you know, Tristan, you know, every one of those kids stepped to it when he called them out and got right back in and went back to the plan we were supposed to do. You know, and I think that showed tremendous leadership on his part.
Very well said. Again, we're speaking with head coach of the Polo Panthers, Kyle Ross, talking about the two members of the Dream Team from his squad this year, and Brandon Latimer and Tristan Reardon, both seniors this year. Coach, thanks again for taking the time out to chat with us here this evening. Is there anything we left out, anything else you wanted to cover?
No, Nathan. Like I said, I appreciate the program, what you guys do for all the high school athletes.
Once again, Coach Kyle Ross of the Polo Panthers on the KMZU Dream Team broadcast.